Cool. So let's just get started with like just saying your name and your major year.
All right. My name is Kennedy Taylor. I'm a senior here, and I am double majoring in secondary education and English.
Cool. So as an education major, do you see technology being implemented in teachers' curriculums? Is that something that's being like taught?
Yeah, that's a huge part of the like current teacher training program, is learning how to incorporate technology into your classroom, whether it be through the curriculum or through extra activities or just the way that you administer assessments, things like that. Some schools, if they have the resources, have the one-to-one program, so every single student has their own like Chromebook or laptop or whatever. I've never really worked too heavily in an environment that had that, but even if you're just relying on students' phones or whatever, it's just a better way to keep them engaged in the lesson, because they have a lot of knowledge about technology, and it's better to incorporate that knowledge into your classroom than to try and just do things like an old-fashioned way just for the sake of it.
Okay, so in your opinion, the benefits outweigh the potential harm of having technology in
classroom? Yeah, definitely. I think that any potential harm can be combat if you're a well-trained teacher. You know, I think that technology needs to be used in the classroom very intentionally. I don't think that you can just do any activity with a phone and call it incorporating technology. I think it needs to be something that will actually make the lesson better for students. So, for example, there's a poll everywhere is something that we use a lot in classrooms, and there's a lot of things you can do. You can administer assessments that are anonymous and really easy to take. You don't have to waste the paper and everything. There's also a program where you can have students like text in one word to summarize the lesson or to summarize a concept or something, and then it shows a word bubble up on the projector. And then it kind of helps them see connections. And so if you're talking about comparing and contrasting like I would in literature, if they're comparing, they can say one word that the two things that you're comparing have in common. And then the more times that that word is used, the bigger it is in that word cloud. So it provides a visual for them to better conceptualize what you're talking about.
Okay. So I was reading an article about a school in Scotland where the head teacher banned all mobile phone use. Mm. And the article mainly focused on the benefits in terms of students' social life, where, you know, there was increased interaction. But do you think something like that would work if it was, like, if mobile phones specifically were, like, banned, or that be a hindrance towards students' performance?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that anytime you have a zero tolerance policy of any kind, it becomes difficult because students are going to push against it no matter what. So you either have to set very specific expectations and follow through on holding yourself and students accountable for, you know, following that rule. Otherwise, it's going to be, oh, we ban technology or we ban mobile phones, but some teachers let you have them in class, so it's not really upheld. And like personally, at the school that I student taught at, technically cell phones were banned, and they weren't allowed to have them in like during lunch or passing periods or whatever. And that was for the student's safety. So it comes from a good place, because a lot of times altercations will get instigated on social media, and so you don't want a student going to the bathroom, starting a fight, and then coming back to class as if nothing had happened. But the issue with that is that they don't confiscate phones at the beginning of the day, so students still have them with them, and it's so much easier just to incorporate phones in your classroom if you know that most of your students have them. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to have a zero tolerance policy, which I can see why some schools would want to, I just don't think that that's the right way to go about it. I think that there's better ways of regulating that don't eliminate it fully from the classroom.
Okay. As a student, do you have experience, like, what was your experience like when being taught and like technology was implemented in some way, whether you're used like an activity on Blackboard or I don't know, like social media or, I don't know, a Kahoot quiz even. Mm-hmm. Like, what has your experience been like? Do you think it's been beneficial to you?
So, are you asking about high school, college, or both?
Both.
Okay. In high school, I would say that was when I learned how to do, like, Google Drive, because my senior year of high school, they were starting to incorporate, like, one-to-one, so we had Chromebooks and stuff, and so that was really helpful to learn the skills of Google Drive and how to share things and how to easily access things on any computer, and that was something that I used then later in college, so I think that that's one good experience that I've had. And then throughout college, it's just like the simple things, like you said, like a Kahoot quiz, or like I said earlier, like a Poll Everywhere assessment, and then also just being able to use your laptop in certain classes to follow along with slides or, you know, take notes or something. I think that I've had very beneficial experiences using technology in the classroom because I've had teachers and professors who know how to implement it in a intentional way, not just, okay, you can have your laptops just so that I can say I use technology, you know?
Yeah. So secondary education, does that start at, like, high school or?
Yeah, so secondary means high school. It used to be, like, 6th grade through 12th grade, but it's now changed so that it's just 9th through 12th.
Okay, and in your opinion, does the age of the student matter in terms of the level of, I mean, I don't want to say exposure because obviously they've been exposed, but mm-hmm. like the level of use in technology, like is there a question of maturity in terms of how they handle it?
Again, I think that depends on the teacher's training. You know, I think that if the teacher is knowledgeable in certain, you know, apps or techniques or devices or whatever that are more fitting for younger grades, then I think it can be just as useful as me with high schoolers, but obviously you're not going to do the same activities with a 17-year-old than you would with an 11-year-old, you know? So yeah. I think that again, is sort of on the teachers to know what best fits their students.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was all I had. So thank you again for your time.
Yeah, of course.
You've been definitely helpful, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks. What is your capstone?